A Bloomington official with a unique vantage point on policing supports discussion of how to better redirect some resources.
It definitely is something that we need to talk more about it, be a little bit more intentional.
That's Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, July 8th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. We saw our 14th death reported yesterday. It was a woman in her 70s. Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the woman was in good health before showing symptoms and recently traveled out of state.
Well, what we know is that like many of our cases that we're seeing related to travel, so out-of-state travel.
10 of the county's 14 deaths were tied to a single Bloomington nursing home. Meanwhile, 3 new cases reported yesterday in McLean County. That's 21 new patients in the past week, the highest 7-day total since May. Here's Jessica McKnight.
The majority of our cases that are related to travel are coming from those spots that are seeing increases in COVID-19. So we've seen, you know, Florida, Texas, Arizona, and also Wisconsin are some common travel-related cases that we have seen recently.
One potential driver of the new cases is more testing. Bloomington's drive-through testing site saw a record 405 people on Monday. There are concerns about how long it takes to get your results, which are promised in 4 to 7 days. McLean County Board Member Carlo Ribastelli says he's heard from constituents that it's taken even longer than that. He's been waiting for his own results for over a week. He says that's concerning because quick results are key to contact tracing.
It doesn't give me a lot of confidence in the infrastructure we're trying to build here. When that happens,
Ribastelli spoke at a county board health committee meeting this week. McKnight says she'll look into the problem. That site is run by Reditus Labs in Pekin. Reditus CEO Aaron Rossi pointed the finger at a company called Centene, which is in charge of reporting out results. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington Normal businesses and other organizations were approved to borrow at least $130 million through the federal Paycheck Protection Program, with the most money going to restaurants and doctors' and lawyers' offices. ISU is assessing the impact of new rules issued by federal immigration authorities that could prevent some international students from attending the school. And Bloomington Normal Trades and Labor Assembly says the annual Labor Day parade is canceled because, you guessed it, the coronavirus. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason says he approaches the defunding police discussion from several perspectives. Gleason came to city government following a career in law enforcement. He now chairs the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board and teaches criminal justice at the University of Illinois at Springfield. Gleason tells Eric Stock he welcomes the police funding discussion in Bloomington City government, but he prefers a much more nuanced approach.
It's a conversation that has to occur. So when you talk about defunding police, there's several different conversations going on. You know, one is, what I'll categorize, and I think it's appropriate to say just trying to be inflammatory. And it's almost a ridiculous conversation that is likely never to occur nationwide. Now, having a conversation on defunding police, and I actually like the word because I think that word is inflammatory. But I like the word redirecting some of the funding for police. And do we put that in the hands of an entity that might be able to better serve the community? When we talk about some of the programs that McLean County has stood up, you know, the opportunity to fund with additional resources and offload the responsibility to our local police departments, I think it's one worth having.
How might that look as the city begins to work on its budget next year?
Well, I think, things need to take shape. You know, it's very early stages of a conversation, but I think given the events nationally, you know, it's one that has already been occurring. But it definitely is something that we need to talk more about it, be a little bit more intentional And I honestly look forward to seeing where this conversation goes. You know, at the local level, you know, it's you're not going to see me out there necessarily talking about it. And the community may not know that I wear these different hats. You know, you need to see a Chief Donut, the, you know, the normal chief, the sheriff. They're the ones that lead that conversation, you know, at the local level. But I'm very much involved at the state level.
And at the local level for Bloomington City Government, is that a discussion that you lead early next year? Is that something that one of the council members leads? Has there been any conversation about that in moving forward in the future?
Yeah, it's one, you know, you could see this as, you know, you've got these one-off conversations with the elected that are starting to take shape. You could actually see a council initiative, you know, something along those lines. But, you know, as far as an internal discussion with, you know, a number of the staff, not just the police department, but obviously, especially Chief Donath and the police department, those are already occurring. They have to.
Based on Bloomington's police contract, are there enough safeguards in place that an officer who runs afoul can be removed, or perhaps before they do something more heinous?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you've got a collective bargaining agreement where you've got steps that are in place, and that was sort of a comment. Not just in the city of Bloomington, but it's throughout the state of Illinois. You know, that is an area that you have to step through some of these hoops, and I'll say at times barriers, when it's so obvious to everyone, even the union members, you know, why is this person not dismissed? But it's an area that we'll have to deal with in the state of Illinois. Some other states don't have those issues. The one thing that I like hearing is this national registry that would disallow an officer from moving to a different department and in many cases repeating the same behavior that's dangerous for the community.
That was Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason with Eric Stock. Read more of this interview at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Human Relations Commission meets tonight at 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.